My granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the purchase of a red and yellow delivery truck, the Pine Ridge Bakery enjoyed quite a business boom. However, one very important loaf of bread became lost in the shuffle. That loaf contained a locket which Lum intended to give Miss Fredericks for her birthday. And inside the locket was a picture of Lum bearing the inscription, "To the One I Love," from Lum. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store, wondering who got that loaf of bread. Grandpappy Spears, of course, is holding down the library. Listen.
Laughing stocks, that's what I'll be. Biggest laughing stocks this town's ever saw.
Why will you be? All you done is just put a locket in a loaf of bread.
Yeah, but I had to go and put my picture in the locket. Then right on there, "To the One I Love."
Yeah.
That's the worst one idea I ever did study of. No telling who got that loaf of bread.
Well, all you got to do is just wait and see who got it, and just tell them it was a mistake, that you meant to give the locket to Miss Frederick.
No, I ain't going to tell them that.
Why?
Well, that's what's making me the laughing stocks of the town. All them fellers at the barber shop and every place else would get that half-witted grin on their faces and say, "How's Miss Fredericks? How's Miss Fredericks? How's Miss Fredericks?" Granny, if they say that one more time, I'm going to whop them right on top of the head.
Well, nobody ain't said that, Lum.
Oh, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, they will, though, as soon as whoever got that loaf of bread finds the locket. I can't understand why nobody ain't found it yet.
Well, maybe they ain't had nerve enough to eat the bread yet, Lum.
What do you mean, nerve enough? That was the best batch of bread I've baked up yet.
Oh, yeah, that was good, all right. But some of that other stuff that you've been baking... Oh, wait a minute, I believe that's our ring.
Uh-oh, I bet that's it. Somebody found the locket.
Yeah.
You better answer that.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jotham Down Store, Library, and Bakery. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, yes, Miss Barton.
Miss Barton.
What can we do for you? Spool of thread. Yes, Mom, now what color and size? All right. Anything else? Why, sure, we'll deliver.
Deliver? Granny, since we got that bakery truck, they want us to deliver every little thing they order.
All right, Miss Barton. Say, have you ate that bread that Cedric delivered to you the other day? Well, did you find anything in it? You did?
Uh-oh. I'll never be able to face her again.
Yeah, well, Lum will pick it up when he delivers the thread. All right, Miss Barton. Goodbye.
I ain't going over there. You're the one that's going to have to go pick up that locket.
Locket? She never said nothing about a locket.
Well, what was she found in the bread, then?
That spoon you was using to mix the dough with.
Spoon?
Yeah, now maybe you'll believe it, but I weren't the one that lost it. You're going to have to be more careful when you're making
lush
that...
Lush and mush. So lush and mush.
What's the matter with you, Grandpap?
Captain Haraway is in love with Marguerite.
Marguerite?
Says it right here, according to the almanac.
Well, who's Marguerite?
I don't know. Listen to this. Captain Haraway drew Marguerite into his strong arms, and gazing down into her limpid blue eyes, he said softly, "I love you, Marguerite. I love you with a love so deep that mortal man shall never..."
Well, wait a minute, Grandpap. Let's see that book.
"Shall ne'er come twixt you and me. I love you."
My doggies, Grandpap, you ain't got the almanac.
Huh?
You're reading that book, Love Twixt Golden Strands. Look at the cover of it there.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Well, I thought the almanac was awful uninteresting today. Damn good mind, just go ahead and finish this now to start it. "I love you, too," answered Marguerite, lowering her eyelashes over her limpid blue eyes.
Well, read to yourself, Grandpap. We don't want to hear that stuff read out loud.
You tell him to keep quiet. There comes Cedric up out there, and if he hears anybody reading a book, he'll want us to read him that story about Pinky Winky again.
Oh, he just loves that. Wants it read over and over to him. I know it by heart. Once upon a time, there was a little pink-eyed cottontail
rabbit. I don't
want
to hear it, Abner.
No, I ain't going to read it.
Hello, Cedric.
Yeah, come on in, Cedric. You going to help Mom with the deliveries again this afternoon?
No, Mom. I just come over to get some of that bread you're selling with the prizes in it.
Prizes?
Yes, Mom. We got a loaf over to the place, but we never got no prize in honors.
What are you talking about, Cedric?
Well, I was just down to the barbershop, and I heard Snake Hogan tell how he got one. Some kind of a locket thing he got.
Locket? Aye, doggies love. Did you hear that? Snake Hogan got it.
I heard it. Snake Hogan. Granny, he would be the one to get it.
Yeah.
At the barbershop, did you say, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
That's just like him, down there blabbing it to everybody already.
Sure he is.
The laughing stocks, that's what I am.
Oh, yeah, if he gets around that barber shop, you're bound to be joshed long.
Well, how do I go about getting one of them prizes? That's what I want to know.
That ain't no prizes, Cedric. That was just a mistake.
Well, Mr. Snake got one. I heard him say he's coming here to see you about it, Mr. Lum. I'd sure like to get a prize.
Snake's coming up here?
Dad, blame it. He ain't satisfied with blabbing it all over the barbershop. He's got to come over here and make fun of me right to my face.
Yeah.
How many loaves of bread do you have to buy to get a prize?
Cedric, that ain't no prize.
No.
Now, you better run along. Go over to Dick Huddleston's store. Maybe he's got some prizes.
Well, has he sure enough? Boy, I better get over there. Well, I'll see you fellas later.
All right.
What's his prizes in? Bread?
I reckon so. I don't know.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
So long.
So long.
You oughtn't to tell Cedric things like that, Abner.
Well, that's the only way to get rid of him. We got to study up what we're going to do when Snake Hogan gets here.
Well, there ain't nothing to study up. Just wait for him and face it, I reckon. Granny. The one feller in this town I never have been able to get along with, and he's the one that has to get the locket. To the one I love from love.
Yeah.
Well, stop laughing.
Well, I can't help it. That's funny, Lum. Snake getting a locket from you with that in it.
I don't see nothing funny about it. Disgusting. And don't you dare laugh when Snake gets here and start making them smart remarks. More likely, the first thing he'll say is, "Why, Lum, it hurts. I didn't know you cared."
Yeah, that's what he'll say.
Abner, if you don't stop that laughing, I'm going to hit you right on top of the head with something.
Huh?
Granny. No matter how much trouble I get in, I never get no sympathies around here.
Oh, well, I won't laugh no more. Honest, I won't.
You'll see that you don't.
I won't.
That's the one thing that Snake in the Weeds wants to do, get people to laugh at.
Well, why don't you just walk right up to him when he comes in and hit him?
Hit him?
Yeah.
Me hit Snake Hogan?
Why, sure, if you're mad at him for joshing you.
Well, he's twice as big as I am.
Oh, he's big, and he's a fighter. I'll tell you that. Whip might not everybody in town that'll fight him.
I hate to sit here and laugh with him. That's what I'm going to hate to do.
Well, I wouldn't laugh loud. You might sort of grin at it, but I wouldn't laugh out loud.
Of course, what I could do is get in a bakery truck and just start driving. Keep going till I'm 1,000 or 100 miles away from here. Might even go to Florida. Deliver oranges and bananas.
Now, wait a minute. Long. There he comes.
Huh?
There comes Snake heading right for the store there.
Yeah, blame it. Look at him. I can just tell by that look on his face he's studying up some smart remark.
Oh, you can depend on that.
Granny's, I hate and despise that fella.
Reckon he's got the locket with him?
Oh, yeah. More likely stand there and twirl it around his fingers all the time he's making his remarks.
Yeah, just like
grab it out of his hand if he does.
Sure, that's a thing to do. Find out, mind out. Here he comes.
Look at him, a snake in the weeds.
Well, howdy, Snake.
Oh, howdy, Peabody. How are you?
Oh, tolerably, I reckon.
Eddard's put her there.
Huh?
I know. Me and you ain't never been exactly friendly, but now bygones is bygones. Here's my hand, Eddard.
Well, go on, shake hands with him, Lum.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, Eddard, bygones is bygones. I'll have to admit this come as quite a surprise to me.
The locket, you mean?
Well, the locket and everything. No, sir, I never realized before I'd been standing in your way all these years, Eddard. But things is going to be different between me and you from now on. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, sir, Eddard.
Yes, sir, Eddard, I got to admit I used to hate you the worst way, but now that you've decided and declared yourself, well, all I can say is congratulations.
Congratulations?
Yes, sir, congratulations. And I know you two are going to be awful happy.
You two? What two?
Why, Eddard here and my sister Gussie.
Sister Gussie?
Gussie. Yes, sir. We just about give up on ever getting Gussie married off. But I'm telling you, Eddard, she may not be the prettiest girl in the world, but she's a fine woman. A fine little woman. Well, now, wait a minute, Snake. Let me explain this. There's nothing to explain, Edwards. I understand everything. I was a little bashful myself. Used to be. It took me nearly 2 years to ask Opal to marry me. I'll have to admit that was a mighty clever way you figured out to let Gussie know that you cared so much for her. She's always thought a lot of you, but never once thought that you felt that way, too. Well, when I put that locket in the bread,
Snake, he never meant that.
Yeah, I wish you could see her eyes light up when she cut down through that bread and found the locket with your picture and all. Now, sir, there's no two ways about it, Edwards. You've made that old maid sister of mine a very, very happy woman.